So Rye, because she was certified in it's a single purpose certification. I went through a grant up to a handler course to recertify and get Rye back on track as well as me, so that way we can operate on the road. And we went up to a facility in Michigan called FM Canine, and Rye had previously been certified there. And I went for about 4 weeks with her, and during that time, marijuana became legalized, so kind of scrambling at the last minute to figure out what we were going to do or what game planning a little bit. Right after that, Department of Public Services released a canine grant to go ahead and get new canines when you have a dog currently certified in marijuana has to retire. So that's how we got Caro. Went back to FM Canine, received Caro, and got 6 weeks worth of training from the same facility. So the difference is it is 2 weeks, but you have to learn a lot more case law. You have to learn a lot more different commands for what suspects are going to have to hear versus what you're going to have to train your dog for. It's just very more involved when you have a dual purpose dog. For an area in our size, it's quite big, but we're basically a skeleton crew. We don't have the budget to operate like a Springfield or a Greene County. So we felt that in terms of officer safety, a dog that could operate in a dual fashion might be better serving our community.